SEC previews as we've been doing. Today we want to talk about the LSU Tigers.
Fourth installment.
It's true. We have not been canceled yet.
It's a good thing. Maybe there's not enough people have heard it.
Could be.
We'll still look at the positive aspect of it.
Yep, exactly.
Yep.
I like Les Miles as a coach. I don't know about you.
Oh, certainly.
I mean,
even better as a recruiter, but he's a good coach.
Oh, absolutely. And I feel like they're due for a bounce back year. And before we even, you know, really get into their schedule or anything like that, I mean, they have the 15 returning starters, 6 on offense, 7 on defense. They do lose arguably one of the best quarterbacks they've had in a long time, Zach Mettenberger. But I feel like they're due for another big run.
Yeah, I have to agree with that, but I don't know about the best quarterback as far as Mettenberger.
Best LSU quarterback, I'm talking about.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. But I guess I want to say what defines as the best quarterback.
Statistically, maybe?
Okay, we can go with that.
If we're going statistically, you know,
yeah.
he's close. He's up there.
I guess what makes me speak up about that is big wins.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? I hate to say it, Jamarcus Russell did win when he was there.
Yeah.
And we're talking big picture, not just at LSU. And at LSU, he actually won the big games that he was a part of. I don't care what he did when he went to Oakland.
Right.
That was Al Davis's issue.
Right.
I'm not really trying to have a Mettenberg, Jamarcus Russell argument. I'm just saying that whether or not Cam Cameron left, the next quarterback was going to have to learn something new anyway.
Right.
Because they had little to no experience. You know, until creepily enough, Mettenberger, kind of agonized when people say Mettenberger. Well, Mettenberger and Murray got hurt the same week. So that guy had to come in and play, and that might have been a very good thing for LSU to begin with. But if you look at the starting roster right now, he's not starting.
No, he's not.
He's actually, Jennings is the second string.
Well, this is as of, you know, after the spring game and just kind of a roundabout, you know, because a lot of the things we base this on so far, nothing's real official. It's, for the most part, it's whoever wrote the articles we base this off of, the depth charts we base this off of as to who's the starter. But, yeah, right now the freshman Brandon Harris is supposed to start. The spring game he had 3 touchdowns. Last time I checked, the spring game is kind of garbage time.
Was it 3 passing, 1 rushing, or 3 total?
3 passing, I believe, and 1 rushing. But I'm not saying that you can't learn anything off the spring game. I'm saying the spring game is about like a pro day. It's as controlled as you can get. You really aren't testing anything. You're just showing the rest of the fans what you have.
Right. You can, to go off of what you're saying, you could look terrible in the spring game.
Right.
And it means you're not good.
Right.
But if you look great, it either means your defense is bad, or you have a firm grasp of your offense because the defense is going to be vanilla the whole time in the spring game. So I think Jennings is going to get the starting role. I don't know if this is some ploy by the hat to make him work harder or whatnot.
Right, like I said, it could just be all the writers right now are favoring the freshman. We don't know what Les Miles is going to do. He hasn't said anything.
Right, and he won't.
No.
Because, you know, week one, it's normal week one. They've got Wisconsin. Do they want to let Wisconsin know anything what's going on or what they have to prepare for?
Well, and as far as he's concerned, the Nick Sabans and the Auburns and you know, Miles on and all those guys, it's none of their business who he's going to start up until week one.
Right. And really, they're going to be a run-based game anyway.
Right. I mean, they have stout runners.
Well,
they lost
their top rusher.
Right.
They lost Blue. I think Blue was their third leading rusher.
Right. But, I mean, they have stockpiled running backs.
Oh,
I mean, they almost...
They got Dalton's boy.
They almost run...
The guy from Roadhouse.
No. They almost run the Alabama offense better than Alabama does.
Yes, because they're going to... 5 running backs will have more than 50 carries this year.
You know, Rex Ryan probably watches Alabama and LSU games because of all the run-first, heavy defense that they do. This is very much a Buddy Ryan style team.
Oh, certainly. And... Like I said,
and that's really my favorite kind of football. I know that a lot of people want to see points. I like points too. I like a good 35-17 game. And the way that LSU was built, they're going to run the ball 30 to 35 times a game and throw it 20 to 25 times a game. Well, they're not going to get out there and throw it around like Texas Tech. Mike Leach is not there. Still Les Miles. He played for Bo Schembechler.
Yep.
Beckles. Excuse me. Too many L's. So that's what he's grown up on. They're not going to change their identity overnight.
Right.
Because actually, think about it, they're going to revert more to the run because they're big arms in the NFL. Mettenberger had the arm.
Well, and we don't know. Oh, yeah. He's very much a Matt Stafford of his generation,
just
I guess.
Just skinnier.
Yeah.
He decides to get a haircut from time to time.
Right.
And he's
not afraid to throw from any direction. I mean, for the lack of a better way to compare him, the way Brett Favre would throw off of his back foot, falling backwards under his leg, sure, these guys will sling from anywhere.
Yeah, and you know, the sling, average from Texas. I don't remember where Mettenberger's from. I think he's from Georgia.
I know his mother is the assistant to Mark Richt, and he got released from that program, but I'm not sure where they're from.
So, I mean, I'm guessing Georgia, if she worked there.
That would be my guess, somewhere in that area.
Maybe.
But, you know, talking about their offense, even though we're going to talk about a couple different teams today, as we talk about them, they have four out of the five offensive linemen returning. And it just so happens that both teams are talking about they're replacing the right guard, which to me is one of the most important positions because he's the guy that pulls to the left, pulls to the right. He's the guy who's moving all the time.
Yes. The right side is tough.
Yeah. Well, that tells me that more than likely they're going to run left a lot.
Well, yeah, because...
And that's nothing personal to, Evan Washington, who they think is going to... He's a senior who should be playing right guard for him this year, but if he's going to pull, he's probably going to pull to the left for an extra block.
Right, and like you say, when he drops back, most of these guys are traditionally right-handed, so left side is going to be more stationary, larger. So these, like you say, the guys on the right side, they're going to be able to move around...
Exactly.
...and to do what they need to. And... Like we're saying, these guys are going to run it 30 to 40 times a game. I might have just went up five carries.
At least, I think
I said 30 to 35 earlier.
But either way, yeah, it's going to be a run first defense. I mean offense. And you know, let's talk about some of those guys. The left tackle, Lael Collins. Left guards is Padal Alexander, Elliot Porter at center, and Gerald Hawkins at right tackle. Since we, you know,
did you say Gerald Hawkins? That's an inside joke for some people that might be listening. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, Gerald Hawkins, the right tackle. But
first time ever. By the way, that's just for you, Miller.
Hopefully you're listening.
I didn't. Oh, he will be listening later.
But
I didn't notice that.
I mean, all those guys are coming back, and you got Evan Washington, who's a senior, which means he's been in the system. Les Miles has been there longer than 4 years, I believe, right?
Oh, yeah.
Les Miles been there.
Oh, come on now. They won it with Jamarcus. They've won 2 titles.
God, Jamarcus Russell was a Tiger? Is that who he played for? Man.
They had 2 losses when he won the title.
You know, I'm going to get off on a tangent real quick, and I'm going to say that as much as everybody likes to say Tim Tebow is the biggest recent blowout in the NFL, I'm going to say Jamarcus Russell is ahead of him. But at the same time, we'll go back to the Tigers.
Look, of all time?
No. Of the recent years. Not of all time.
Okay.
He's not the biggest flub, but it's like Jamarcus Russell was picked first overall. The only reason Tim Tebow went 22nd is because Josh McDaniel, I don't know, decided to start sniffing flowers or something.
You gotta believe. I'm sorry.
I think he bo-leaved in things, and any WWE fans know what I'm talking about. I think he bo-leaved a little too much.
Well, that's two inside jokes already. I don't even know yours. You don't know mine. That's perfect.
You'll have to watch Monday Night Raw or WWE SmackDown on Fridays to figure that one out.
Okay.
Or I'll just send you a video. But, no, but, you know, to get off that tangent, you know, LSU.
So we're still on offense, right?
Yes, we're still on offense. LSU has got a big upside, man.
Well, before we go to the upside, we've got to continue going down, okay?
Okay.
Continue going down is subjective.
Before we go up, we got to go down.
That's right. Lost their top 3 receivers.
They did.
Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
Superstar.
Stop.
Landry. And then you got Hill, their top running back. So, they lost 2 of their top running backs.
third, and Hill.
Now, we already talked about Mettenberger, but I mean,
yeah, I mean, obviously he's the top passer. He was the starter.
Something I find interesting about them is they run a two running back set. They don't run a fullback.
Right.
I like that. That's, you know, Green Bay a couple years ago in the pros ran a three running back set. Nobody was a fullback, really. Everybody
It wasn't a wishbone. It was a reverse wishbone.
Right.
With the two wings.
Right.
See, that's where they're going to miss Blue, I think.
Right.
Because Blue was, what, 250?
I mean, in a way, LSU kind of runs the triple option without running the triple option.
Right. Without an option for the option.
Right.
Because they're not going to.
It's just the triple option.
Right. And, you know, lose Landry and Beckham.
Those guys are going to be starters.
We're not even talking about Hill.
Those guys are going to be starters in the NFL. And
Hill will get time.
But I mean, they got Connor Neighbors coming back at running back, and they got Dylan Gordon at tight end. Dylan Gordon was actually pretty solid last year. Now, does he put up Rob Gronkowski numbers? No, but he's in college. And the way this offense works, it's the run first offense. They're not going to throw to the tight end except for those 4-yard passes that you talk about.
Right. Pardon me. I was trying to remember how to pronounce his name. Leonard Fournette. I keep wanting to call him Fournette. I just did it wrong again. Coming in this year. Mr. Football in Louisiana. Super stud running back. 7,619 yards in his career. 88 touchdowns. In high school, you know, maybe that's good, maybe that's not. 1,790 yards rushing,
right,
in high school as a senior, 16 touchdowns, which is hard to do. He's going to come right in, and he's going to be right behind that offensive line that we started the session off with.
Yeah.
And I think this guy, I mean, we've seen freshman running backs over the past few years. You really don't need. I mean, it's like the NFL. If you can tote it, we're going to give it to you because you really have only so much tread left on your tires. And we're not going to wait around and waste, you know, a year and a half waiting on you to do it. We'll give it to you tomorrow. And he, Wisconsin's a good way to start it off. And you know, Anthony Jennings, he's great on his feet. I've heard Manziel type mobility. Which, when they say that, means he probably doesn't have a great arm. If they're leading with what he can do with his feet, he's not going to get out there and gun him down.
Well, now, to get off on that tangent, I'll give Manziel credit. The guy can throw. He's a great improviser. But, you know, we'll see how far that gets him.
Oh, you're talking about next level? Come on, now.
We'll see. We'll see.
Hey, look. He's short. Right?
Yeah, it depends.
Or a lot short.
Yeah, I think he's about 5'10", 5'9". But if you read a Texas A&M scout from last year, I believe had him at 6'1".
Yeah,
I'm 6'1". He's not 6'1".
Yeah, I'm not even 6 foot. Me, 6 foot.
Without the faux hawk, I'm not 6'1".
Right. Well, you know, like I was talking about Fournette, I'm going to get it right by the end of the year.
Maybe.
He's not going to take away Kenny Hilliard or Terrence McGee.
Oh, no.
But when he gets in on his 150 to 175 carries that he might get this year, 150 might be a little strong, about 10 a game, roughly, a little over 10 a game. He's going to make a difference. But then you got to look at Trayvon Darrell.
Right.
He made one of their, I hate to call it one of their biggest plays of the year because it was just to beat Arkansas. It was, you want to call it meaningless. It's meaningless.
Well, Arkansas is the SEC, though.
But there was a minute left. It was a 49-yard touchdown. It gave Anthony Jennings a great jump-off point. It was great building for next year.
Right.
And maybe the weight of that play really doesn't make that amount to much of a hill of beans. But the confidence it's going to give those two going into the season, starting off, I mean, they've got an SEC West schedule.
Yeah, they do.
Which without saying, they have to play Alabama. I don't care where they have to play. They have to play them. Then they have to play the team that played the national championship last year. And that's not even talking about who they play in the East, because I think the perennial rival in the East is going to be Florida. I forget how that lined up. It was Florida before.
Yeah.
Like Georgia with Auburn.
Right.
Every year they play them. I think it's Florida. And yes, they play at Florida October 11th. Florida's 4-8. But they're still Florida, right?
Right.
And it's at Florida. And they really didn't do much to Florida last year when they beat them.
No, they didn't.
And Florida was down. What was it, 17-6 was the final score?
Something like that.
Yeah, 17-6.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're trying to get our stat guy here. I think he's asleep.
Well, no, we're doing what we know.
Yeah.
We're going to say what we know, right? You're the stat guy, right? Or is it me?
I'm not a stat guy. We have a stat guy here on the show, but he's not doing very well. We may have to get a new one.
Oh. All right. I thought I was a stat guy, and I was just playing on someone else. But nonetheless, they still got to go to Florida. They play at Auburn. They get Alabama at home. I don't know if that really matters as much as they play. Yeah, the past few years,
I'll be honest. I would say Alabama-LSU is a game that I circle the calendar every year.
Oh, you have to.
And neither one of these are my teams, but you have to watch this game because we've had such great games as 6-3. I think we've had a 9-6. And a lot of people say, well, those are boring games. It's like, no, these are defensive clinics.
Yes. Certainly so. And that game, it's kind of a bad pass.
Right.
And was it Peterson who made the play, or was it Reed?
Patrick Peterson.
Yeah.
It's funny you mention him. I think it was him. I have a fun little tidbit here in a minute about him.
Okay. Thank you. By the way.
You're welcome, by the way.
You brought a tidbit.
Yeah, exactly. We got a tidbit. Most weeks we are able to put a parallel between a current player and a former player that could be in the NFL.
Okay.
Patrick Peterson has a little brother who is on the LSU Tigers.
What's he do?
He is a backup wide receiver right now. He's a freshman, Avery Peterson.
Well.
But based off the spring game and everything they're seeing in practice so far, this guy is a stud receiver. Now, if you look at Patrick Peterson, up until this year, he's played offense and defense for the Arizona Cardinals.
Right.
He's recently, Bruce Arians, I believe.
Yeah.
Bruce Arians, I believe, has finally said, yeah, we're going to keep him on defense. He's better than Richard Sherman. That's a whole nother debate, but, you know, we're going to pay him.
Scheme-wise.
Right.
Sherman can't play man.
But, you know, we're trying to find parallels all the time. When I saw Avery Peterson, I had a feeling he was related to him. And you know, luckily enough, I was able to beat the stat guy and figure this one out.
It's funny. In a little while, we're going to talk about T.J. Gurley, who's a junior. And I thought he might have been the second. But
yeah, but Avery Peterson, and I'm not saying this because Patrick's his older brother, but Avery Peterson, from everything I have read and looked up, and some of the tape I've actually been able to see, some of his high school stuff even, this kid could be the next Odell Beckham.
That's saying something.
Now, in case he's not, do not come back to the show and say that I said that. But
well, if you don't say in case, you can't be the first one to say it.
Exactly. I'll stand behind that. This kid could be a stud. And if for some reason they get too deep at wide receiver or they need help at cornerback, he could easily follow our older brother and be a good corner.
Yeah, I mean, call him up, get some tips and hand checks. You know, last year.
But that was my tidbit I like to add. You know, we were able to find another parallel between a former player and the current player.
I don't mind that. I like that a lot. One thing I always harp on, I bring it up, it's a third of the game that's not paid attention to. Special teams. They've got their punter and their kicker both returning.
Right. It's funny the parallels between LSU and South Carolina, which we'll talk about in the next show. But, you know, having 4 out of 5 offensive linemen come back, having the punter and the kicker back, and both these teams are stout at those positions.
Yes, and with the running back behind them.
Yes.
And with new quarterbacks coming in, it's going to take pressure off. Now,
right.
If they still had Beckham and or Landry, they would be doing all right. But I'm willing to bet that LSU doesn't bring in any slouches. I'm no LSU recruiting guru,
Traven. Well, Traven, we'll call him Traven, sorry.
Yeah.
So, he made, like I said, one of their biggest plays last year to beat Arkansas. Now, they end that season with four losses and a loss to Arkansas. It's bad for business. But you make that play, beat Arkansas, you're 10 wins. I mean, hey, what can you say? We lost three in the West. What can we say?
Yeah, and, you know,
and they might not have gone to the Outback Bowl if they don't beat Arkansas. That's no prestigious bowl.
Well, let's see. What were they last year? They were 10-3.
10-3.
Which was best for third in the West. Where does 10-3 get you in most other conferences? Oh, second.
Yeah. Playing a championship game unless you're in the Big 12.
I feel like LSU is due for a backup. I mean, for a...
bounce back.
Bounce back.
That's right.
Not a backup.
It's really...
Because Les Miles is... And I'm not giving too much credibility to him, but he's too good of a coach.
Right.
And he's just in a bad division.
It's a program.
There's nothing he can do about the fact that he's surrounded by so many good teams.
And, you know, maybe not so much of a bounce back, but maybe another team that reached for the stars last year doesn't reach for the stars, and it's a two-team race again, if you know who I'm referencing for. Because we know who's going to be there. Alabama's going to be going for the West. I mean, it doesn't matter.
I mean, Nick Saban is one of the best coaches in college for a reason.
Coaching, recruiting, he's playing the game. He's the best at playing the game, not anybody. He really hates to hear that his team is good. And I bet you he hates to tell his team that they're good even more.
But, look at their schedule. I see three coin flips on here, which means that there's
oddly enough,
I see nine or ten that they should win, and a handful of coin flips.
Yeah, I mean, I've got Florida as a coin flip, oddly enough.
Well, see, I got Auburn, I got Alabama, and I got Texas A&M, because I feel like the best thing to happen to Texas A&M was Johnny Manziel went to the pros.
Yes.
And I'm not saying their next quarterback could be better. He may be, but I feel like that distraction is gone.
Well, yeah, the star.
They're going to start being a team instead of a superstar. Right.
And see, I didn't have that as a point flip myself. I think that it really all hinges on the Alabama game.
Well, I got Auburn, Alabama, and Texas A&M are the coin flips to me. I feel like they could win the other games, and if they could win at least one of those coin flips, then, they have a chance.
Yeah, it all really hinges on what they do against Wisconsin. I know conference-wise, it doesn't matter as far as winning the conference whatsoever. Yeah. But it's better to get the year started off with a win.
Well,
conference-wise, they can lose to Wisconsin and run the table.
You know, and as a lifelong follower of the Big Ten, as I am, Wisconsin always brings it every year, even if they're not that good. They're really strong.
They got one of the top running backs in the country.
Right, and they're building up right now. I mean, that opening game on August 30th is going to be a dogfight.
Oh, certainly.
I'm going to probably circle it on the calendar. I'm going to probably TiVo it. I'm going to probably watch it six or eight times.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be hard to watch it because there's a few games that day.
There's luckily between DirecTV and then TiVo and Comcast.
Or if you have the SEC Network.
That's another day, another
time. Source subject with some people. But, I think max 11-1. I don't think they'll beat Alabama and Auburn.
No.
I think they'll beat one of the two. 8-4 is maximum worst. They lost all the coin flips.
I'm going to say they could beat Auburn out of those two.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying they won't beat both.
Right.
Which is pretty much a poor statement, because if they beat Auburn earlier in the year, why couldn't they beat Alabama? It's just, I don't think Alabama has the hex on them. But
well, and I also feel like not only are they due for the bounce back year, but if there was ever a time to take out Auburn and Alabama and unseat them from the top of the division, it's right now.
Well, I don't forget Nick Marshall hasn't missed the first snap of the year.
that
could.
I think it's because. because he thinks he is higher than the rest of us.
That Cook monkey wrench everything. You never know. He is higher than the rest of us.
Is he?
I mean, what I hear, higher than me.
Right. I mean, you know, at least he doesn't like crab legs as much as other people, but.
I love crab legs. You have there, you bring up my love of crab legs in this professional setting.
Yeah, but I pay for mine. You pay for yours.
Sometimes. I've learned that you don't always have to.
If somebody else pays for them, sure.
I just get some good cargo pants. You know, take it up to the front. Yeah, I had no idea.
But, you know, we got them bouncing back. And it's odd that we say bouncing back when they've been they've averaged 9 or 10 wins a year.
I think everyone's going back down to them. That's what I think.
It could be. The SEC is so competitive. They're like the Pac-12, you know. They're so competitive that two or three losses could be the overall champion.
Yes.
Now, will they make that Final Four preview playoff
thing? Not with two losses.
No, not with two losses.
Because...
No, the SEC is, and probably the Pac-12 as well. Yeah, it's going to be... They're going to beat each other up so much, they're not going to make the Final Four. Right.
That's actually a conference championship.
Right.
They got to improve on turnover margin.
But I think Les Miles is going to continue to show why he's one of the best coaches.
He's going to keep eating that grass, and he's going to keep... Getting them W's.
He is.
I like old Red.
I mean, what he can do in the pros.
I don't like the way he claps. It's always bothered me.
I don't like the way Gators clap either, but that's completely different.
That's the way they clap. Have you ever noticed how Les claps?
No, I haven't seen it. Golf clap.
I mean, for you, no, it's not golf clap. He's really banging it, but his fingers don't touch. Now that I've said it.
That's interesting.
Now that I've said it, you might never not be able to notice again.
Les Miles, if you want to call in and...
It might be the shin beckler, buddy.
And
you don't want to sprain your finger.
Right. You want to call in and talk about that. We'd love to talk to you. But, yeah, overall, I see these guys. They're not going to be third in the West. I think they're going to be second or first.
Oh, yes.
It's very possible they win this thing.
I really think 11-1.
It's
10-2 is the most likely.
I think I got to agree with you. I think 11-1 is where they're looking.
Because their East opponent is weak. They got Florida and Kentucky. Those guys had a combined 6 wins last year.
Yeah. But I think that's going to do it for us this week as far as the LSU preview. And if you feel we missed something or feel we were incorrect in something, please feel free to text us in at 3endzone. At 3endzone on Twitter or 3endzone@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can find at Chief Ahab with 2 E's.
That's
correct?
Right, 2 E's and Chief.
At the Impact 99 on Twitter. Where, you know, tell us what we did wrong, what we did right, if you think we're wrong or right on this. But I think we both got them at between 10-2 and 11-1.
Oh, yeah, Jeremiah Reese. Watch out for him.
And Avery Peterson.
Or Jeremiah. He spells it weird. I need to practice these names before we start recording. But I kind of practiced Jeremiah, but there's no H in there. There's a lot of A's and U's. Jeremiah Reese led the team in sacks last year, had off-season shoulder surgery, and he's really going to make an impact. You heard it here first. Or second.
Are you talking about Rasko?
My writing is so terrible. I said Reese was Rasko. It looks like Reese right here.
I was confused by Reese, and I was like, you mean Rasko?
It looked like E-E-C-E. Rasko, you can tell that I'm not a Tiger follower, but I did put in the effort to say, by the way, let me get a name wrong before he tries to end it.
Exactly. But for Mr. Joe Pym, I am Jeremy York, and we'll see you guys for the next preview.
That's right.